The first story to begin my list comes from just 2 months ago. At the start of November, millions of Americans on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, were left wondering how they'd feed themselves and their families due to the government shutdown at the time and its impact on federal funding for the program. Well, a huge news story in and of itself, that isn't the focus here. I say it frequently, but I'm constantly blown away by the generosity of people here in the listening area, and November was no exception. My social media feed was filled with people asking how they could help individuals who had the rug pulled out from underneath them. Local restaurants offered free meals. Messages filled local pantry social media pages, and volunteers turned out in huge numbers looking for any way to help out. To sum it up, people from the area tend to take care of their own, and I don't think I'll ever get tired of seeing it. The second story on my list dates back to the beginning of the year in January, as that's when the Carroll Chamber of Commerce unveiled their new logo and branding motif for the community. The updated C logo features colors from some of Carroll's most recognizable brands, the Carroll Tigers, the Kemper Knights, the Carroll Merchants, the Chamber of Commerce, and the previous City of Carroll logo. Well, a logo is just a logo, and personally, I don't think it matters all that much. The real story here, in my opinion, is the Chamber's ongoing efforts to modernize Carroll's marketing plan and support local businesses however they can. Coming in at number three is the City of Carroll's purchase of just under an acre of land along Highway 71 North in March for the construction of a new water tower. The purchase price for that plot of land was $250,000. For some, the perceived high cost is the story. For me, however, the story is the city finally addressing a long-standing problem for residents in northwestern Carroll who have struggled with painfully low water pressure in their homes and businesses for years. While pressures in the affected areas did not fall below the DNR's required minimums, high usage periods led to appliances shutting off, trickling showers, and a host of other problems. At the end of November of this year, the City of Carroll approved bids from three separate companies to move forward with that project. And with those bids now selected, the $5.5 million project, when it's all said and done, is on schedule to be operational by the end of 2027. Moving on to number two, it was the Carroll County Board of Supervisors deciding in February to end a long-standing 28E agreement with the City of Carroll concerning zoning control in a two-mile radius surrounding the community. In the decades prior to the decision, the City of Carroll functionally had zoning control of land within approximately 2 miles of its city limits, which is allowed by state law to provide cities the opportunity to expand in an organized fashion. The dispute over the two-mile limit began several years ago when a local entrepreneur requested land his family owns be rezoned so he could open a small welding operation that had the potential to expand into a much larger enterprise. Due to state laws barring spot zoning, the city did not approve the rezoning request, but officials did provide a zoning adjustment that had the potential to limit the business's growth in the future. Regardless, negotiations between the city and the county went on for nearly 2 years to determine how to respect the property rights of the zoning area residents while also maintaining city oversight for future expansion. In the end, negotiations broke down and the supervisors voted 5-0 on February 3rd to end the agreement. The zoning area has returned to the state-required minimum of a quarter mile, and the remaining 1¾ miles previously under the city's jurisdiction now returned to the county. Functionally, there's not a lot of difference between the city's zoning codes and the county's zoning codes, but in the end, the final say now goes to the supervisors rather than the city council. A similar agreement with the city of Glidden that had existed since at least the 90s was also terminated by the supervisors at that same meeting. There wasn't any conflict that led to that, but the logic says if you're going to end one, you've got to end them both. And then my favorite story of the year is actually a combination of two stories focused on what will be the complete transformation of several city blocks in southeastern Carroll. Both the Kemper Catholic School System and St. Anthony Regional Hospital are planning substantial renovations and expansions to their campuses in the coming years. So in October, Kemper Catholic launched their $28.5 million United Capital Campaign, which will feature significant improvements over at Holy Spirit Elementary, a new gym, a school addition south of Bluff Street, a new campus chapel, and a sky bridge that will connect the main campus with the buildings on each side of the road there, not to mention a ton of other work that's going on. If that campaign goes well, construction could begin as soon as June of 2026. So we're talking 6 months' time. And it could be ready for use by the 2028-29 school year. St. Anthony, on the other hand, is planning a $32.6 million multi-year renovation. That'll include an overhaul to its imaging department, larger emergency department capacity, a new parking deck, a childcare facility for staff, and a ton more there. As to why I really combined those two, it's really about how different that area of town is going to look in just a few years' time when both projects are completed. You stop, drive down there today, and then come back, say, in 5 years' time, you're going to feel like you're in a completely different city. But that is going to be concluding my top stories for 2025. Be sure to check out our assistant news director, Abby Ward's favorite stories from the past year. Plus, Abby and I also count down the listeners' top stories from 2025. I'm Nathan Cones, wishing you a great start to 2026.